الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in our previous lesson we mentioned that the Arabs in the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of pagandom, during the days of Hajj, they would convert these Mubarak and holy sites into marketplaces, and their whole idea and focus was tijara, trade, or some worldly gain, some dunya that they could obtain during the days of Hajj. And they would fail or neglect to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous verse mentioned that remember Allah. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates the same message. Allah says, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these known or in these known days. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember Allah in these appointed days. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now referring to the ayyam al-tashriq, that is the 11th, 12th and 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. That once the main rituals and rites of Hajj are now completed, when a person comes back to Mina, then he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days. As we said, the Arabs would in these days fail to remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather they would eulogize the achievements and the efforts of their forefathers, and they would go on singing songs regarding that, and they wouldn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, remember Allah in these appointed days, the 11th, 12th and 13th of Dhul-Hijjah, that is the stay in Mina, after we make our qurbani, then we do our tawaf ziyara. Now, a lesson for all of us to take from here is how many times we see our own hujjaj, that we feel that now we are out of the state of ihram, because now we have performed our tawaf ziyara, we come out of ihram, so we feel that we are even out of hajj as well. So sometimes we talk about the worldly things, or we chit-chat or gossip, or maybe we waste some time in the hotel room or in some restaurant, whereas these holy days, Mubarak days, are for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein we should make the ibadah of Allah. Now comes the debate in the next part of the verse. During these, as we said, ayyamul jahiliyyah, in the days of jahiliyyah or pagandom days, the Arabs, now when they were doing hajj, they were of two groups. One group states that when it is wajib, it is incumbent and necessary upon the people, upon the hujjaj, to remain in Mina right up to the 13th. In other words, if somebody proceeds on the 12th, then he is sinful. And the second group states that it is wajib to remain till the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, and if anybody remains or stays on to the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah, then he is sinful. So in other words, we see on both sides now, there is this element of extremism. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that Allah gives us the correct position regarding the stay of or the stay or the days of staying in Mina. Allah says, فَمَن تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. That whoever remains in Mina for 2 days and then leaves, in other words, he stays up to the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, then there is no sin upon him. Allah clarifies the matter for us. وَمَن تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And whoever remains right up to the 13th, so he delays a little while and he stays longer, it's rewardable, it's meritorious to stay longer. Then there is no sin upon him. Remember, for that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may do any of the two. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. He has both the options to do, but Allah says the whole essence of hajj is what? Hajj is what? Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if you fear Allah during the days of hajj, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and if you know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that you are going to be raised before Allah, then it will help you to gain taqwa your entire life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the true muttaqeen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.